Hello, everyone. This is Johnny and Elizabeth, and we're on podcast number 4 as it relates to my prophetic word for the year for 2018, a time of war and victories. And we've covered several things that are in my prophetic word. And of course, that's in my blog, the full version of it. It's on our website, restore7.org. And you go to our blog section there and you will find it. And because among the things I thought we'd have a chance to cover, and we haven't, and we probably won't, there's the whole aspect of the economy, the wealth transfer. I talk about the cryptocurrencies, the Bitcoin, Iraqi dinar, Wall Street.
And it's all so interesting. There's so much of it.
But what I wanted to talk a little bit about, I in the latter part of the prophetic word, I talk about two things, family breakthroughs and peace in an age of disruption. But I was thinking, Elizabeth, particularly the family breakthroughs, because I believe that's something I have heard, and I know others have been hearing, that it's going to be a unique year for family breakthroughs, and perhaps some of it related to the overall climate of conflict that's taking place and also associated with the new sensitivity to women. But there's this focus on relationships and focus on family and relationships, and but still all associated even with seasons. And that's what we're speaking into, the time of 2018, what really can we look forward to? And you just released last month your book. Was it last month or was it November?
November.
It was November 11/11 of 2017, God in Every Season. And it's an amazing book, and it's we're getting such amazing feedback from that. But it really identifies this very dynamic we're talking about. We mentioned before the sons of Issachar, they knew what time it was, and so they could recommend Israel. Well, you're in the right time for that. In a time of war, there's war. In a time of peace, it's peace. In a time to sow, in a time to reap. And your book goes into the four seasons, and maybe just tell us a little bit about that, how it relates even to seeing God in our families and our relationships, and how, you know, I just really think your book is going to be an amazing tool. You have a test there, that a quiz that somebody can take, a few questions to help identify what season they're in specifically. And so there's this overall season we're talking about, time of war, but then there's a season that each of us have. There's a grace that's specific to us. So just whatever is on your heart to share, obviously there's a whole book there, but I just think this will be a good time to talk about that.
Yeah. And then let's definitely touch on what you talk about in terms of family breakthroughs for 2018 and the prophetic sense that you have specifically for that. So the book's called God in Every Season, and we have it on our website. It's also on Amazon. Should be released soon, an audiobook.
Oh yeah.
And I also have a worship encounter that's kind of a prophetic flow, 4 really long songs that help you connect your heart and the season that you're in into your worship. And that's on iTunes and Spotify. You can listen for free on Spotify. I think you can also download it on our website.
What was it called? It's same name, isn't it?
It's called Every Season of My Soul.
Every
Season of My Soul. Or if you just put in my name, you should be able to find it. But the book is called God in Every Season. So all of that to say, it took me about a little over 10 years to even kind of live out the revelation and the understanding that I ended up writing in this book. And it came through these 4 distinct seasons that I realized I had been through in my relationship with God. Like, my soul had journeyed through this winter, spring, summer, and fall, these very 4 distinct time periods that I could see intentionality of God in my relationship with Him. And it took me, kind of more in retrospect, looking back, to understand that I had just been through that process with the Lord, and that it was in fact starting again, and that it had happened even before then. And it was like this intentional cycle that I'd been in with the Lord. But in the midst of it, I felt so crazy at times. I felt like, you know, I've known God all these years, I'm spirit filled, and I'm back around this same mountain again, and I'm doubting God in these same ways again, and I'm, you know, struggling with the same thing again. And I realized that it was, there was a familiarity to it, just like there's a familiarity to the seasons that we go through. If you live in a part of the country where you have a distinct winter, spring, summer, and fall.
But you're cycling up, but not just cycling repeat.
Exactly. Yeah. So you're, it's, each season is familiar because you're in a cycle, but each season is actually progressing you forward in years, in life. And in the same way, each season that our soul goes through with God is progressing us forward with Him. We are taking ground. We are growing in the knowledge of who He is and what He's like, and our, who He says we are, and then a correct perspective of who He really is. And when you understand the seasons that you're in, and you specifically know the season you're currently in, it enables you to really partner with God and not freak out in the midst of it. Because you understand, oh, okay, that's why this fear and this temptation is back again. It comes with the season. Just like in wintertime, you expect it to be cold, you know? And so...
And you don't expect to find fruit on the tree.
But it, people in the natural, they can dread winter every year, or they can look forward to winter every year, depending on their perspective.
Yeah.
And when we get our perspective aligned with God's perspective...
Yeah.
Using that same example, I can be excited about winter means Christmas. Winter means, you know, getting to wear my warmer clothes. Winter means getting to cuddle more and, you know.
Fireplace time.
Yeah, there's just so much. If
Snowball
you ski,
fights.
Whatever. And then, you know, but I could equally, there's so many things that I would dread about winter. We've moved to California, so we don't get much of a winter here. But, you know, I hate being cold more than anything else. So, the overall point is it's important to know what season you're in and then to align your perspective of what the, what that potential is that's unique to that season.
Yeah.
And
so you're looking for the thing that there's a grace to see for that season.
Exactly. And I think the more we're in tune with our personal season, the more energy and capacity we have left over to be able to correctly perceive the bigger season that our region is in, or our nation is in, or just society in general, the season that perhaps your church is in, or the season that your area of culture is in. And I think about, like, I don't wear a watch a lot, but I happen to have a watch on right now. And if we were to take this watch apart and look on the under part, you know, all I can see right now is the face of it. And I see, you know, one thing turning. But if
hands.
I look on the inside, I could see multiple
wheels
within wheels, all turning, gears moving, and they're all connected to each other. And yet each one is bigger or smaller. And it's that there are seasons and cycles and patterns in God.
Yep.
That's just who He is and how He is.
Yep.
And so it's to our advantage to understand that. One last thing I'll say about the book is that it does have a really fun assessment in it.
Yeah.
It's 11 questions long. It takes about 15 minutes to take it. And you can take it multiple times. But in the book, I talk you through it. And you score yourself. And you write down the score. And then you can quickly and easily connect that score to not just am I in winter, spring, summer, or fall, but it dials you in. Are you in late summer or early summer? And that alone can encourage you. Okay, I've got just a, you know, a little bit longer. If I can really just press into what God's doing right now with me or with my family, then I know that shift, that change, that breakthrough we were talking about in our last session is right on the horizon.
Now, that's so good, because every season, if you look at it from one way, is hard, has a hardness, but every season has the reward for it, the payout for it. And so, because we are in a season, Lord of the Breakthroughs, and this is what I saw for the Mountain of Family. This is a year when many delayed promises, relational promises, family promises, that part of this breakthrough year, part of seeing Him, the Lord has gone up with the sound of the trump, is for us to see breakthroughs in family. And there's, and just like, you know, a breakthrough in a harvest season would be the harvest, but there's a breakthrough in the autumn, well, that's the fall. Fall is the harvest. The spring, there's just a different beauty and a different thing to look forward to. And so there's a different area of breakthrough to find. There's the cultivating of things in the summer. And when you know what breakthrough would look like for you in your season, then you're not expecting the breakthrough of harvest when you're in the breakthrough of spring.
Right.
And so that's why I think it really is an amazing tool to assist people in all areas, but the mountain of family, relationships. And I really think this is a year we're going to see him do amazing things on our behalf. And for whatever reason, the angels of the mountain of family are very active and strong and powerful, and it's part of him winning our hearts over as never before. We've got to be upgraded in our relationships and our family qualities, just so we can be the loving church even to society that we're supposed to be. And then I close the word out speaking of peace in an age of disruption. And I'll just read some of it, and then Elizabeth can comment it as we get to a closing for this fourth podcast. I write, though God has placed a man of war, in quote, as president of our nation, and though
referring to
President Trump, yeah.
Yes, and his likeness
like being
to
like David.
David was a president, a king of war versus it wasn't a time of peace. There's a lot of conflict in the context of President Trump's presidency.
And so David was not allowed to be, he wanted to build the house of God, and it was like, no, your son, you've been a man of war with bloodshed in some ways. Okay, back to...
I guess I'm just pointing that out because I read it, I wasn't sure if you were prophesying that we're about to have a war in the natural in our country, and you were not prophesying that. You're just talking about a general atmosphere.
Yeah, it could be. But I'm not either saying yay or nay on that.
Yeah.
Though God has placed a man of war as president of our nation, and though we are in an age of disruption, it will still be very possible and very advantageous to be people of peace. So that goes into something I said earlier, is President Trump's assignment is not to be understood as our assignment. He's a little bit of sandpaper called the surface things. And though that may be his, it doesn't mean we're supposed to join in that. And that's probably one area the church has been missing in a little bit, or some aspect of it. So blessed are the peacemakers. We'll never have a more relevant time. Jesus is still the Prince of Peace for every season, and as he promises, his peace is a peace that surpasses understanding. We are entering into an accelerated season of disruption with breakthroughs in areas like artificial intelligence and virtual reality starting to be all around game changers. There needs to be a whole word written on that, because they really are going to change life as we know it. It will not always be necessary to understand everything going on, but it will be advisable to always be holding the hand of the one who does. No disruption will outpace his capability to be 10 steps ahead. And then we have the Holy Spirit, who is disruptive technology personified. He is the Spirit of truth with counsel and wisdom for every potential new scenario. We may often be in recalculate mode, as our original GPS systems were, for those who remember, but he is the one that always knows what our global positioning needs to be. Without him, we can do nothing. But with him, literally, all things are possible. This is the faith, hope, and love we are to set ourselves to, and we can anticipate a 2018 of great victories and multiple breakthroughs. He is Lord of breakthroughs, and happy is the one who puts his trust in him. As you do, a great 2018 is secured for you.
Set your mind to prosper.
Yeah, that was well said there.
I love that. Set your mind to prosper. It's so easy it's much easier to wake up every day thinking, I have so much to do, or I'm already behind, or I've got to fix this, or I've got, it's from a negative perspective. But I hear the Lord's invitation in that. Even last night in the middle of the night, I was just processing. You're not the only one who processes with God sometimes in the middle of the night, but I was processing. I just want to wake up in a different mindset than I ever have in my whole life.
That's good.
And so I hear his invitation, set your mind to prosper. And we can trust him to position us for true prosperity. And we might think we know what it is in any given day, but he ultimately knows how to make our souls prosper.
Yeah.
And our souls are what matter more than anything else,
right,
than our personal comfort or,
right,
you know.
No, exactly.
So.
Well, that's good. Well, we're so glad you hung with us for these through these podcasts. And we want to do our part in being faithful with what God has given us for this year, what we're seeing as we look forward to how to position ourselves, how to cooperate. There is a cooperating with what he's doing, how to recognize what time it is, and how we agree with that. And so, I don't know, Elizabeth, if you just want to pray for people as
absolutely.
We close here.
Father, I thank you for the incredibly intimate relationship that you have with every single person that is listening to this. And I thank you that you are so intentional with every heart and every life, and that you are personally escorting them and navigating every one of us through each season of our soul. Mm-hmm. Through every family breakthrough. God, would you give us eyes to see and perceive what you see and perceive?
Yes, Lord.
Would you teach us how to see like you see? I thank you, Father, for the love that you lavish on every one of our hearts, the acceptance, the unconditional acceptance that you give us daily. It wasn't just in the context of being saved, but it was a daily, our daily interaction with you is just laced with unconditional acceptance and love. Would you teach us how to be ones that lead with that same kind of love into every area of influence, every mountain, every area of culture?
Yes.
Teach us to lead with that same love.
Yes, sir.
More than we care about the political this or that or issues on the table, that we would care about people experiencing and encountering you as the love that you are. Mm. We bless our friends that are listening as they firmly root themselves into your purposes and your plans for them for 2018.
Yes, Lord.
We ask that you would enable them daily to set their minds to prosper.
Yeah.
In Jesus' name, we bless you.
Yes, we do.
Amen.
Amen. Well, we're looking forward to hearing of amazing breakthroughs and testimonies from all over the place.
Yes.
It's going to be